There's another aspect as well, which is the starting point is that what I am offering is falsity. The intention purifies it. If the intention is good, then that falsity, that misunderstanding, can serve as a truth to deliver the good, because in the end, that's what needs delivering. It's the good that needs delivering. Truth is just the method. And so in this, in these numbers and previously, you know, with Jacob and Esau, there was, and with the story of Laban, there's a lot of talk of how as long as there is charity present, falsities can, the Lord can use falsities as truths. That's essentially what it says. Because truth is true because it delivers what is of love. Because love is the only truth. I think that's the point, you know. So, like, just the idea of good and truth, we see them as separate things. But actually, those terms, when you look at it in the chapter in the New Jerusalem and its heavenly doctrine, those terms are actual terms of relation. And what I mean by that is that, for example, husband and wife. You don't have a husband without a wife, and you don't have a wife without a husband. The terms define the other. And the term good and truth is the same, as is will and understanding, esse existere. All these terms are terms of relation. They don't stand alone. So if the desire is to, you know, if the desire is looked at, the motivation is looked at, if we've reflected on the motivation and we're doing the best we can from the understanding that we have, then the Lord will be communicated. You know, I really believe that is true.